The progression between the two messages. Every individual begins with Islam, which is merely verbal testimony and physical acts of worship in imitation of the Prophet. Through the affirmation of actions, faith, iman, takes root in the heart, and the person becomes a believer. Faith then grows further, leading the individual into the initial stage of ihsan, excellence. From there, they progress through the various stages of ihsan. The Prophet was asked about ihsan and said, "Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see Him. If you do not see Him, then He sees you." This statement describes three stages. The first stage, closest to faith, is for the seeker to believe that Allah sees them, which the Prophet expressed as, "Then He sees you." The second stage follows when belief in the first stage strengthens. This is when the seeker begins to attain certainty that they see Allah, expressed by the Prophet as if you see Him. The final stage is when the seeker truly sees Allah, as hinted at by the Prophet's statement, "If you do not see Him." For this reason, some knowers have said, "Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see Him. Once you do not exist, then you see Him." This indicates that a person is veiled from Allah by the illusions of their own self. When they transcend these illusions, they see Allah. Seeing Allah is the pinnacle of ihsan in the highest stage of Islam. It is referenced in the verse, "And those who strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. And indeed Allah is with the doers of good." 2969. It is also referenced in, "There is no blame upon those who believe and do righteous deeds for what they have consumed. When they feared Allah and believed and did righteous deeds, then feared Allah and believed, and then feared Allah and excelled. And Allah loves the doers of good." 593. When the seeker reaches this stage of ihsan, they become a Muslim in the sense intended by the verse. And who is better in religion than one who submits himself to Allah while being a doer of good and follows the religion of Abraham, inclining toward truth? And Allah took Abraham as an intimate friend. 4.125. It is also echoed in, "And whoever submits his face to Allah while being a doer of good, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handle." 31.22. All creatures are inherently submitted to Allah, but since they lack ihsan, they are unaware of this submission. The Quran speaks of the submission of all creation. "And to Allah prostrates whoever is within the heavens and the earth, willingly or by compulsion, in their shadows in the mornings and the afternoons." 13.15. It also says, "Indeed I have relied upon Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is no creature but that He holds it by its forelock. Indeed my Lord is on a straight path." 11.56. And "there is not a thing except that it exalts Allah by His praise, but you do not understand their way of exalting." 1744.